Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
To the old me, scared and unseen, you're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive, turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is the voice I found. For those who lost their voice, I sing it loud.
I keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place. It's a call to every soul who wants to be free. A song for
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hello, hello, it's Brooke Devard from Naked Beauty. Join me each week for unfiltered discussion about beauty trends, self-care journeys, wellness tips, and the products we absolutely love and cannot get enough of. If you are a skincare obsessive and you spend 20 plus minutes on your skincare routine, this podcast is for you. Or if you're a newbie at the beginning of your skincare journey, you'll love this podcast as well because we go so much deeper than beauty. I talk to incredible and inspiring people from across industries about their relationship with beauty. You'll also hear from skincare experts. We break down lots of myths in the beauty industry. If this sounds like your thing, search for Naked Beauty on your podcast app and listen along. I hope you'll join us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Keeping It Real on Purpose, and I am your host, Edna White. And today, we have a special guest. In this episode of Keeping It Real on Purpose, we're calling out the chaos of modern dating because high-achieving women don't have time for games, ghosting, or the endless swipe of a cycle. My guest, Michelle Chung, is a love strategist, a best-selling author, a podcast host, and a serial entrepreneur who helps powerful women attract committed, effortless relationships without dating apps. And I'm loving that. We're talking about the energy, the mindset, and the intentionality that we're supposed to have it takes to find a partner who actually supports your purpose, ambition, and lifestyle. So there's no shrinking or no settling today. Stay tuned. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
So how do you show up in the world, Miss Michelle?
Oh, thank you for asking. I am exactly the women that I serve. I'm strong, ambitious, and love to travel, and just love to serve and just to help women in particular. Awesome. So I'm all about that leadership in your own life, following your purpose, because it really does lead to greater things and brings the, you know, the people around you that need to be around you.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So we're going to talk about some, because I know you love talking about love. So I love that you work with high achievers. I like that about you and how you define that. What are some myths that high achieving women believe about love and relationships?
I think that the one that's most pertinent specifically for high achieving women is the masculine energy that you need when you're successful. It's, you know, the kind of, you know, mindset and energy that you bring to your work that also works for relationships. So this actually repels high value, high quality men.
Yeah.
They don't want to be in a relationship with another man if they're heterosexual, straight.
Yeah.
Right. So we bring this, you know, success strategy from our careers into our relationship. And you know, as you may know, like attracts like, but we need to also have polar opposites, the masculine and the feminine.
Absolutely.
So without going too woo-woo, but it does become a spiritual journey to uncover and embrace your feminine energy. And that's not just about being girly and womanly, or, you know, for me, that was a big, thing that I would
remember. What it was, what it looked like. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was like, oh no, I don't want to be weak, and I don't want to be taken over by a man and, you know, all this feminist stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's quite different to be in your feminine, because that actually means more focused internally, doing that inner work. Whether it be meditation or manifesting or any of those things that's a bit more on the spiritual side.
Yeah.
That is, you know, one of the biggest myths, because we come across as strong and powerful and living on purpose, and that initially attracts the right man. But whatever the biggest, I guess, mistake that successful women make is just to, you know, stay in top gear on that only gear all the time.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, dating apps aren't for me.
Yes.
They're not for me.
They're,
I get
not
very
for you,
frustrated,
no.
Really quiet, really quick. Yeah. Okay. It's not for me. It's not for me. It's not for me. I've tried it several times. I didn't like the outcomes. And I will say, for me, dating at my age, and I'm 50 and over, very difficult, because number one, culturally, we're put in a place that we had to be strong because of our children. We were single parents. So it's hard to navigate from that role of leading and controlling everything.
Yeah.
Right? Because we have to.
Yeah.
And it's hard to turn that off. Right? The second part, first part is, I want you to teach us how to turn that off. The second question, because I don't want to forget it, is, you know, once we don't know what feminine power is, because when I'm delving into that now, right? And we usually forget it because we were so busy being the strong one.
Yeah.
You know, and we usually forget it. But, you know, like you said, sometimes we think it's being feminine is being very girly. Sometimes we think that. Or think we have to, you know, because we may not even like nail polish and dresses.
But I don't get my nails done. Yeah.
Right. You know?
Yeah.
So explain to us, you know, how to switch that power off, and then go, what is feminine power? What did walk into that? How do we walk into that? And what does it look like? Really? Seriously.
Okay. I'm just writing these down so I don't
forget. Sorry.
We're going to get carried away. No, that's all right, because I love this topic, and, you know, it does go off on tangent sometimes, and I'll try to, you know, be as succinct as possible.
Right.
How to turn off the masculine and get into the feminine.
Yes.
I was actually at a networking meeting event last night with, you know, some very left-brained, high-achieving women. Very logical, very rational. And, you know, it was kind of like, we relate, right? you know, and she's like, you know, but why, you know, how can we tone down our masculine? Because, you know, that's what makes me. And right. I totally relate because I'm also, you know, a high achiever. I have many investments and property and shares and stocks and do all those kind of things. It's not so much about turning off the masculine or toning it down. Okay. Because that's what makes you successful. Do keep doing what's working, right? What we need to do is balance and complement. So at the moment, there's an overbalance of that left brain presence that dominates our life and makes us successful there. However, the gap is missing because we have the imbalance of the feminine energy. And like we said again, it's not about being girly, getting your nails done, having a spa day all the time, right? It's okay if you like that stuff. It's great. What we need to do is increase our feminine, our feminine energy.
Right.
If I bring it back to, I'm actually a trained kinesiologist and mind-body medicine specialist. So I've studied traditional Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, a lot of these ancient medicines.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Were there to heal us, not just on a body level, but also on a spiritual, energetic level. It's the unseen. A lot of left brain women are starting to discover and really understand how all that works, because that's what the feminine energy we are looking into.
Okay, so I want to know, I'm a practical girl. Although I'm a left brainer, I am a practical, you know, what it looks like, you know, I hear people throw this word around, and I know that being in the field, sometimes you throw around terminology and think everybody knows what it is. I love for my audience to know what it looks like. What does feminine power looks like?
What is
look
that? Like? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, what is it? 100%. So if we look back at what Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic says is, let's say masculine, feminine. Yes. It really just relates to external, internal. Think of it that way. Masculine is external. Masculine biology is external.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Feminine biology is internal. Wow. Very easy way to remember it.
Yes.
It's also right side of the body is masculine. Left side of the body is feminine. So sometimes when someone is injured on the body somewhere, sometimes I'll say, was it left or was it right? Was it the left ankle or was it the right ankle? Was it the left hip or the right hip?
Right.
Because sometimes that can give you clues on what is actually happening inside the body. Because what's happening with A-type, alpha, successful women, the modern day woman, she's being too much in her masculine, her right side, her yang energy, and not focused so much on her internal yin, feminine energy.
This is true.
Right? and it's simple when you think of it like that, because feminine is, it brings the
the nice
connotation
true.
Of I've just got to wait at home. I've got to wait for him to pick up my bill or my check or open the door for me. And those are traditionally feminine dating things, yeah. right? But yeah. you know, and those are nice. I love it when my guy, you know, pays for me and pulls out my chair and drives me everywhere. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I can do that myself, but to allow him, and that's another thing of the feminine energy, allowing and receiving.
Yeah.
That's part of the internal and drawing in.
Yeah.
Rather than the masculine of external yeah. pushing, forcing, seeking.
Right.
And that's what dating is. It's seeking.
Right.
It's meeting him 50-50. And I have a podcast episode on this. Meet him 49-51.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a little bit, you know, drawing back a little bit. Not playing games and not chasing, but because right. you're focused on yourself and your internal and all the things you love doing. And then he's going to be naturally attracted to that because that's his job to be a seeker.
Yeah.
It's his job. His external biology is seeking the feminine. And so as feminine women, we also need to protect our, you know, our internal and our vulnerability.
Mm.
And be really selective and choose who we open ourselves and receive. Because in biology, it's the man's job to spread his seed, you know, even though, you know, we say, oh, we can do that as much as men can. And, you know, believe me, I've tried it. It's fun for a while, but you spread yourself, your energy thin, and you spread yourself yeah. thin. And, right. oh, there's that reputation, oh, she's everywhere and she's mm-hmm. easy. And,
right.
you know, all those not nice things that we're kind of like, hey, right. why can men do that? Why can't women do that?
Mm-hmm.
It's the biology. We're not right. designed for that way. And so when yes. we're always in our masculine energy,
right.
yes, we believe in equality. I believe more in balance now because I don't believe we're equal. We are actually superior because mm-hmm, we can mm-hmm. give birth. We can yeah. create life. Men cannot yeah. do that in their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay, right. So it's what that feminine energy looks like, just as a recap,
mm-hmm.
is the internal. It's the left side of the body. It's the yin. So when people say, you know, yin and yang, the feminine yeah. is the yin.
Yeah.
That's why you'll see things like yin yoga as opposed to say vinyasa or some, you know, different types yeah. of yoga. There's mm-hmm. the masculine and feminine types, even martial arts. I trained martial arts for a long time, being a very masculine female. I yeah. love martial arts. And Eastern martial arts tends to be more yin, more internal, because it draws the energy of your opponent towards you
mm-hmm.
and converts it into something else. It's even more powerful.
Right.
And you'll have a lot of, you know, kickboxing and boxing that is more like external.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll see the most powerful martial arts and the most powerful personality traits, even like vulnerability,
mm-hmm.
encompasses that internal feminine.
Are your ulcerative colitis symptoms proving difficult to manage? Tremfya guselkumab can help you manage the cycle of UC symptoms. At 1 year, many patients taking Tremfya achieved clinical remission, and some patients also achieved endoscopic remission. Individual results may vary. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and TB. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Ask your doctor if Tremfya can help you manage the cycle of UC symptoms. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
At Capella University, learning online doesn't mean learning alone. You'll get support from people who care about your success, like your enrollment specialist, who gets to know you and the goals you'd like to achieve. You'll also get a designated academic coach who's with you throughout your entire program. Plus, career coaches are available to help you navigate your professional goals. A different future is closer than you think with Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.
And converts it to something else. And that's what we're doing. We're bringing in our masculine towards us. We're converting that either into creating life, creating that powerful relationship. And that's, I guess, the the fundamentals of that, balancing the feminine energy. Does that help answer?
Oh yeah. It's actually coming to life because I'm in a place right now. All of my life I've been, you know, given, again, I'm a practical kind of person, and I've been given, you know, jobs that I shouldn't have been given as a child, and roles and things like that. Yeah. So I've always had to be the strong one. I had to be the one to hold the family together because I was a pseudo mom. And now this, you know, and then, you know, I was married, but I was raising children on my own. And then we got divorced and I was still raising children as my own. Then I was taking over families, taking on kids that weren't in my family, all that stuff, you know.
Wow.
Taking on all of that stuff. And I had to be, you know, strong for so long until I broke down, really, literally.
Yeah.
And now I'm in a place, literally for 6 months, I've been without a car and I've been fine. I can't believe it. And I'm embracing where the universe is kind of has me right now.
That's it.
So I am really working on shadow work, a lot of inner shadow work.
Amazing.
And I've been there for a little while. So I was just saying today that I was feel like I'm in a cocoon, as it were, and it's a little stem.
That's it. That's a feminine
stem that's sticking there and I'm holding on, right? And that's my intuition. And I feel like everything that I kind of go into, anything that I'm encountered with, I see like the matrix, the little numbers that flake down, and I'm like, okay,
love it
this way. I'm moving this way, you know, and I'm doing all of this stuff, and I'm listening. I'm no longer listening to this outer. You're like, I'm no longer, you know, because I would always, okay, what do you want? You know, like, why are you in my face? And that's how it would be with guys who wanted to date me. Like they liked me. I never knew they liked me because I was on something else. I was like, you know, I was on somewhere else. He's like, you don't know he likes you? I said, no. Really? And like, I missed it. Like, you for real? Like, and everybody's like, yeah, he likes you. I was like, oh, somewhere else. Like, I was busy putting up walls, I guess I was, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm learning that it's no longer this out exterior for me anymore. It's more internal. Listen to that.
Yes.
Listen to that. And then that way I can see the faces. I can see what's really there instead of, you know, being on guard all the time. Because that's really the male part of me is being on guard. It's like, I'm a big one, you know, I'm strong. I'm
100%. You
know. Yeah. So I can see how that happens, you know?
See
how that happens.
Yes.
So you're talking about energy now, and I love this. And I want to ask this question because I don't want to miss this question because now I got you in front of me. I'm all excited. What's the first internal shift you help your clients make before they even think about love?
Oh, that's such a great question. Let me tell a quick story.
Sure.
I'm really into business. I'm a massive entrepreneur, as you discovered.
That's a new one. I'm gonna put that. That's a hashtag, audience. Massive entrepreneur.
Right. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I love it. I could talk about it day till night, dusk till dawn.
Yes.
I was listening to a podcast from a mentor, David Nagel. He said something that really caught my ear. And this was when I was single, and I was single for 5 years, and I was traveling the world, and I was still not meeting the right guy. I was meeting lots of men, but they just weren't right for me.
Right.
He said something that caught my ear. And he said, if you're not getting what you want in life, getting the results that you want in life, it's because you're resisting something.
Oh, that's good.
Right.
It's true.
Right.
It's true. Yes.
And so this becomes a huge breakthrough, because a lot of the time we're reactionary and we say, I'm not resisting.
Right,
anything.
Right.
You know, and it doesn't come until you're ready to hear it. And the student is willing to listen. Right. And I had actually one client, one of my, you know, best, you know, success stories, you know, this woman, very successful doctor, has multiple six-figure businesses, amazing, very attractive. And, you know, I said, well, you know, do this exercise as part of your homework. And when we come back to our session, let's discuss it. She comes to the session hasn't done it. She's like, I'm not resisting anything. No, that's not me. I'm good. I do a lot of work on myself. I do a lot of therapy. I do a lot of alternative, complementary, you know, healing. And it was just this one exercise that was so powerful that she actually broke through her resistance in that moment.
Wow.
And she was able to recognize and you mentioned a really important point, the intuition, the mm-hmm. cocoon that you said, that stem to the, mm-hmm. the branch, the main branch, your connection to the source energy or the universal.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
She used that because she was able to hone that through the program to actually be in the right place at the right time. So this is coming back to the tangible, right? We need to be in the right place at the right time, right man.
Right.
You know, for that to happen, because, you know, we want to take it offline, although we can use it as a tool, but we want to meet our person offline, in person. Mm-hmm, and so she was able to meet him within, I think it was about 6 to 8 months.
Wow.
And it was mainly this one exercise that helped her have that massive breakthrough. And it was the resistance.
At Capella University, learning online doesn't mean learning alone. You'll get support from people who care about your success, like your enrollment specialist, who gets to know you and the goals you'd like to achieve. You'll also get a designated academic coach who's with you throughout your entire program. Plus, career coaches are available to help you navigate your professional goals. A different future is closer than you think with Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.
Wow. Yeah, that is heavy, because I just learned that. I was asking myself that very same thing. Why isn't this happening? Doing this, this, and this. And then I realized resistance, because we always react or respond, but when there's something that we don't know or we're uncertain about, we resist it.
Yeah.
And I was resisting. And when I was able to drop that wall and realize I'm resisting because of this, and I give myself permission not to resist. I give myself the opportunity to allow and then be able to receive, you know. And when I did that, it immediately everything else, it just fell away. It's like, okay, I let the gate down.
100%. That's it. Yeah.
And you let the gate down. You let it down.
And it's okay to let the gate down when you put yourself in the right environment.
That's right. Right. Exactly.
Right. We don't want to put our gate down.
Right.
When we're
still
going through, you know, maybe potentially abusive relationships.
Exactly.
Or
no.
Around us are not healthy for us.
Yeah. They got to be leading the right way. Yeah.
No. Exactly. We have those protective walls for a reason, you know.
Yes.
Evolutionarily, they've been there to protect us.
Mm-hmm.
Now the transformation, as we come into a new era in our universe, in our world of consciousness awakening, we need to start selectively removing those walls that protect us.
Okay, right. Okay.
And when we are putting ourselves in the right environment, and this is kind of stage three of my process, is you allow yourself to start receiving.
Right.
And that is also the feminine. So a lot of it is moving, you know, opening up the feminine energy, because then you can receive downloads from intuition. You can hear your guides or your spirits, or, you know, if you're religious, you know, God, you can hear the guidance.
For sure.
And you may hear it, you may feel it, you may see it, you know, all those clairvoyance that we're actually naturally gifted in, especially as women, the witches.
Yeah,
accused of this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And that
really
opens
up. Yeah. Right. You're so right. My grandson calls me a good witch.
I love it.
He just calls me a good witch. She knows how to fix anything, you know. I have a number of questions for you, but I want to spend 2 minutes on this question, because I see it all often with a lot of my clients, and I know you do too. So how do we help women stop chasing emotional unavailable partners and start attracting aligned ones?
Yeah. Okay, let me put this in a very tangible way. I actually have a model that illustrates exactly why we do this. It's called the Love Journey Model. In a nutshell, it's basically because of a lot of the programs that we've been programmed with during our childhood. So you'll hear a lot of this in therapy. I'm not a therapist. I have some counseling background and life coaching. But the base of it, and you'll hear all the gurus out there, you know, Joe Dispenza, Tony Robbins, you'll hear them all say the same thing. And, you know, why is everyone saying the same thing? You know, a really good book that I read also that demonstrates this is The Biology of Belief, Dr. Bruce Lipton.
Okay.
Unfortunately, he's passed now, but the book is brilliant. A bit dry in the first half, but, you know, the second half of the book is amazing. But it basically says that, you know, the first years of our childhood up until the age of, you know, 6 or 7 is our most imprintable stage, our most programmable stage. So we come to the world not like a blank canvas, but we are programmable by human means. So quick example is like if you put a baby with a pack of wolves, the baby will start to act like a pack of wolves. Like a wolf. But if you put a wolf with a human family, it's not going to act like a human. Right? So so this proves that humans are actually programmable. We're highly impressionable. At that young age, you always hear that young, impressionable youths. So when we have this kind of programming from our parents, or maybe lack of parents, you know, single parents, having to be both.
Right.
And school teachers, neighbors, community, it takes a village to raise a child.
Right.
So we have this programming at this young age that we need to find our other half.
Yeah.
The Spanish call that your media naranja, half an orange. He completes me. I'm looking for my soulmate. So all these things you feel like I'm looking for, searching for, I'm not complete in myself, leads us into dependent relationships. So Stephen Covey, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Right.
He details his first stage of dependency. You may call it codependent. And this leads us to thinking, I need somebody else to fulfill me emotionally.
Right. Yeah.
Because I can't do that myself. Why? Because my parents did it for me when I was a kid.
Right.
My teachers did it for me when I was a
kid. Yep.
Yeah. Right. So, so you're constantly in this mindset of, I need somebody else to make me whole. And if you've grown up with the idea that you're a fixer, you're a rescuer, especially if you're a strong personality, that you're rescuing and saving. You know, I've had, you know, 8-figure CEOs work that I've worked with, and they feel like they've always got to rescue and fix and save. And if that's in your programming and that's in your mindset, those are the kind of men you feel most attracted to.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a wounded bird. I can save him. I can change him. I can see his potential.
Yeah.
I know what's in there. If I stick with him long enough, I can
help him. Very true.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, we are designed to help each other. It's sorry?
There's a lot wrong with it because it always ends up in a debacle.
Because it's a strength overused.
Yeah, John Maxwell says,
you know, your strength overused becomes a weakness.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we do that as strong women because we do what works and we just keep doing it.
Yeah.
So the first one is that awareness of we just need to recognize that is what the program is.
Yeah.
Right? And that the first step in my you know, 3-step framework is to release. We need to release that old programming.
Okay. Awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
And that second step now is to actually rewrite that old programming. That's when you can start saying, hey, I've learned my lesson. Thank you very much. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm ready to rewrite my programming to say I attract healthy, committed, emotionally mature, available men.
Yeah.
And I'm a magnet for them.
That's right.
And they'll be chasing me down, just like, you know, men were chasing you. And you never know, because you're there living your best life. You're like, you may have had your wars, but you were focused on your life. And that's that third step, the receiving of all the abundance of beautiful things that life has to give you, because you're on your purpose, your vision.
Right.
And it naturally becomes so attractive to the right man.
Right. Awesome.
You know, men want to be inspired. It's that classic case of, oh, I need a muse. Why did painters have a muse? Because it inspires great art.
Yes.
Napoleon Hill says in his book, Think and Grow Rich, that the greatest, most successful men in the past, in our history, always had the love of a woman, his wife.
Yeah.
And as soon as he had affairs and just thought with his external, you know, lust, moved on to the mistress, business fell apart.
Yeah.
So as a powerful woman, high-achieving, ambitious woman, we can inspire and be a partner to another great man.
Yeah.
And I think that's really our role, because we don't want to go for those guys who are on those apps, because they're not up to your level, not just emotionally, physically, financially on your level. But you want to start attracting from an elite group of high value men who are on the same path as you. Because then, you know, if you're not aligned on that level, he's probably going to drag you down. You're probably going to feel like you've got to look after him. You've got to, you know, lead the relationship. And that's the thing I got sick of. You know, I had wonderful relationships, but I always felt like I had to be the leader. I had to, you know, and I was like, I was attracting more feminine men than me. Not that they were weak, but I naturally took the lead and overpowered their masculine. And I recognized that in myself and said, I need to stop doing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when I stopped doing that, then I attracted someone else who was more masculine, but also very balanced in his feminine. And he's teaching me a lot of stuff. He's always like, you know, you've got that resistance thing happening. I'm like, No, I don't. And, you know, I'm still on my way as well.
Yeah. But,
you know, now I've attracted a next level of relationship that I, you know, need my soulmate for this part of my life.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I have soulmates.
Right.
So if you want to stop chasing those emotionally unavailable men, firstly, it's the chasing. We need to get back into our feminine and receive.
Right.
And then also recognize that the patterns and habits and behaviors that is having you attracted to those particular types of relationships, it's not really you.
Yeah.
They're just things that you can actually change.
Right. Awesome. Michelle, thank you for keeping it honest and empowering. You reminded us that finding love, it isn't about chasing, it's about aligning. To my high-achieving sisters out there, your success doesn't disqualify you from love. It defines the kind of love you deserve. Stop shrinking. Start choosing relationships that fit your purpose, not just your loneliness. Don't forget to follow and share this episode with a friend who's ready to stop settling and start receiving. This is Edna White, your host of Keeping It Real on Purpose, and my esteemed guest, Michelle Wong, saying goodbye for now.
Thank you. Bye.
At Capella University, learning online doesn't mean learning alone. You'll get support from people who care about your success, like your enrollment specialist, who gets to know you and the goals you'd like to achieve. You'll also get a designated academic coach who's with you throughout your entire program. Plus, career coaches are available to help you navigate your professional goals. A different future is closer than you think with Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Eden Cher.
And I'm Brock Charlelli.
We played best friends on The Middle.
And became best friends in real life.
We're here to rewatch The Middle with all of you.
Each week, we'll recap an episode with behind-the-scenes stories, guest interviews, and what we think now, many years later.
There's a lot to dive into, so let's get to middling.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.